opposite. Let me put the secretary on the
here. Sure, he'll talk.
Yes?
Secretary Rusk is calling Mr. Bundy on 9-3. He asked to interrupt, please.
Get Bundy if you can.
Your office.
What's going on in there?
He was talking to Bundy and lawyers, and then I buzzed in there for a call for Bundy, and Bundy was gone. He called Bundy back, so I guess Bundy's still in there.
While I was waiting for Mr. Bundy, the president picked it up and said he would talk.
Well, Mr. Bundy was in there.
I
looked in the door.
Yeah.
And I buzzed in and said, excuse me for interrupting. Secretary Rusk asked to talk to Mr. Bundy.
Yeah.
He said, all right, we'll get Bundy. So Mr. Bundy must have walked out.
He walked out. He's back in his office. And the president picks it up. He says, let me talk to him.
Okay.
All's well.
Bye-bye.
And I'd insert.
Right.
Our nation.
Right.
You want to put on your girl?
Yes, I've got it. Our nation.
Is committed to the support.
Is committed to the support.
Of Vietnamese freedom.
Right.
And we will continue to honor that commitment.
Vietnamese freedom.
And we'll continue to honor that commitment. Now that means we're going to stay there and support them if they fight.
Right. All right, sir.
And then on page 28, you say there can be no change in our policy toward the Castro regime. I do intend to change it. I don't intend to retreat from it.
Right.
So I'd say, cut out can be and say there should be no retreat. There will be no retreat from our policy toward the Castro regime instead of change.
There
will be no retreat.
There will be no retreat.
From our policy.
From our policy, right. All right.
Instead of no change, because we are meeting today and tomorrow. I want you over here this afternoon to see if we can't change it and tighten it and squeeze them a little bit.
I see. Right. No retreat from our policy.
That's right.
Okay, fine.
We'll meet sometime this afternoon and talk about it. Now, I see I'm studying something on Panama that I'm supposed to agree to. You get somebody to tell me what the hell it is?
Have you got the formula in front of you?
No, I've never heard of it. I saw it in New York Times. I don't get those things until they agreed upon, and in effect, kind of like these exemptions I gave the other day. I don't know a damn thing about it.
A man is down before our Senate committee this morning, and he and Bunker and I are meeting.
I wish Bunker and them would quit talking about it or tell these people we're talking to we're not going to meet with them if they're going to put them in New York Times, because I'm tired of reading about things before I see them.
Right. Well, I think that my guess is that that's...
First question they asked us this morning is, what about this thing the president studied? I'm going to look like an ass when I say I didn't hear of it. Last week, they say, what about his exempting Britain and France and these folks? And they say he's never heard of it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's he going to do about Spain? Well, I have heard about that through the papers, but not through anybody else. I just think that some of these things ought to come over here.
Right, well, I'll see if I can't speed these. This bill was something put in by the committee to a bunker on Friday. And man, and you and I ought to talk about it.
Fine. The paper said it was on it, and I was studying on it, and I was studying it, but I was unavailable. I've been told.